is. I'm right down the street from that. And then there's a high school, I believe it's called Massapequa High, is right around the corner on the other side. And it's very nice here, very nice. I don't can't see that if I sit out on the porch outside, you know, some of these kids in the city look like they want to stick a knife in you. These kids here are very, very clean cut, very nice kids. You say hello, they say hello back.
Yes, oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, yeah, quite different. And, yeah, because kids in the city, it's very rough teaching in there, I know, depending on the school and in the area. And it's much nicer out here. You have a much nicer situation. So, that's good. Now, I thought Massapequa was also in Suffolk County. So I know Massapequa Park is, but I thought most of Massapequa was in it. Maybe part of it is in Suffolk and parts in Nassau, from what I can remember, because I was at the high school, and that was definitely in Nassau County when I taught at the summer program there. So, very good, and yeah, I'm sorry about all your radio equipment and all that situation, but I guess we can prove it, and then you can, you know, press forward. So, because that's a lot of equipment and value there. N2EO, W2, SE, T-Mobile.
Peter.
T2QIQ.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing? SET, N2EO. Well, yeah, I want, I'll turn it over to Glenn, but I think you got it backwards. Massapequa Park is in Nassau County. Massapequa is in Suffolk County. And around the corner from the meter is Massapequa High School with that brick work. And if you know where Reese Avenue is, R-E-I-S-S-E, I'm right on Reese Avenue. Pick it up, Glenn. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Rich. Good morning, Peter. Just a quick clarification for you, Rich. All of Massapequa is in Nassau County. So 11758, which is School District 23, the park, also School District 23, are all in Nassau County. There is East Massapequa. It's a different school district, but it's also in Nassau County. So actually, all of the Massapequas are in Nassau County, Rich. Peter, over to you. KQQQIQ.
Okay, Pete recognized. How you doing, Glenn? Good morning and Happy New Year to you and to Pete. And, yeah, that's what I was pretty sure about, Glenn, because I taught at Massapequa High School, which is right close to you. I kind of remember that street, Reese. But, yeah, I thought all of Massapequa was in Nassau, not in Suffolk at all. So, very good, and I hope you all had a good holiday, Glenn and Pete. I haven't talked to you in quite a while, and I've been in and out, and Lou was in there earlier, but he bowed out because we had a problem, and so maybe he'll come back. So, all right, so let's see, I guess I'll turn over to Pete, and then you can turn over to N2EO Rich, and we'll go around that way, and to Glenn and back to me. Pete, over to you.
All right, good morning, Rich, and Pete, it's been a while, and Glenn, Happy New Year. Just driving past that area on the major digging where that Piper landed a couple days ago, and coming into a lot of fog here
Bell repeater system.
Okay, Pete, let me computer voice take off. All right. Yeah, well, I was talking to Peter, the FCT. Glenn, I don't know if you heard me say, or Pete, the other Pete. I was on the Astronomy Net the other night, and then I was last night on the TechNet. And I'm really thinking about getting back into astronomy. It's something I did as a child when I was about 10 or 12 years old. Had a small telescope. Nothing serious. And, anyway, I asked my caregiver, you know, I have a caregiver here because I can't walk, I can't even stand up. So she's going to pick me up. Glenn, you would know the magazine. Sky and Telescope, and there's another magazine called, what did Dick tell me? I'm going to take that. Called, it's one more, I forget. Astronomy Magazine. She's going to pick those up for me, and I'm going to start reading those, or we'll get them up on the internet. I'm not buying anything now. Well enough to stand up and use it. But I want to buy it in the late spring, early summer. And we'll see. But, you know, right now I'm going to start off with very simple stuff. I want to look at the rings of Saturn, the moons of Jupiter, that sort of thing. When I was a kid, I still know how to do it. I learned how to identify things like the constellation Orion, the Tundra, the three stars, that make up the belt. I know where the Big Dipper is, and the two stars that point to the North Star. I know how to find the Pleiades, also known as the Seven Sisters. But I've really got to learn the rest of the sky. Peter, over to you, Ed. Here we are.
Hey, this is K2K. If you're reaching, you got to keep your conversation short. It's drive time. People are in their cars driving. They don't want to hear all of this, so just keep it really short. Peter?
Richie, point well taken.
Okay, I should go over to Glenn, actually, and Happy New Year, Rich. So Glenn, and then I'll take it after you.
Hey, good morning, Rich. K&B. Nice foggy drive here this morning, and Rich, good to hear you're getting interested in astronomy again. I use a camera myself and a laptop. What's really interesting is the new digital cameras and a nice 200mm lens. It's amazing how you can actually just sit in the backyard with a nice easy lawn chair and focus the camera up and at infinity, and it's amazing what you can see and actually document and record the images. Peter, over to you. KC2QIQ.
Oh, okay, very good. I'm getting into that spot where I'm in between the two repeaters, so I'm going to try to switch over to the other repeater very soon. And, but yeah, that's very good with the astronomy, Rich, and it's a very fascinating topic. I got into it when I was growing up, and I had several astronomy books and so on. We even had a telescope. Not too elaborate, but it was a lot of fun. I really had a lot of fun with it. And I wonder what you did during the holidays there, Glenn and Pete. If you took some time off. I have friends that were trying to get back to Chicago, and they got caught in that next storm that's coming. And it was like blizzard-like conditions yesterday. So all the Chicago area schools were closed, so they didn't have to worry about getting back today because everything was shut down and they couldn't get anywhere, so they got to Southern Illinois. See what happens. Pete, over to you.
All right, hopefully I can get out over the noise. Good morning to Rich, just for listening. Happy New Year to you. That's KMD. And refuel a lot, and sometimes the bigger challenge is the weather. Anyway, let me give it over to Rich.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Okay, Peter. N2EO. Well, I want to see what the prices are on the telescopes. I may be wrong. I was told around 6 to 9, and the brand I was told that's less money and a good value is a brand called Orion. Dick told me that on the TechNet, and the fellow, I didn't get his call, as it runs the Astronomy Net, said the same thing. And I was told there's a store not far from me in Amityville called Burger Brothers, and I'll go there when I can, when I'm well enough to get around and see what they got. So I'm not sure who gets it. I'm getting to who's supposed to pick it up? Is it you, Peter, or what? Enter we up.
No, Glenn should take it, and then I'll take it after you, Glenn. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, very good, Rich and Pete. Peter, before, I guess, just to answer your question, this holiday season was kind of interesting. I called this one the year of the plague. The whole holiday, I was actually off for like 8 to 10 days, and most of it was spent recovering from the flu. Oh, my goodness, we kind of canceled Christmas this year. That was an amazing thing. But thank goodness all that's over with. But Rich, Burger Brothers is located in the first town in Suffolk County. That's Amityville, right on Route 110. Very interesting store. A little on the pricey side, but a lot of interesting things in the showroom to look at. Pete, over to you. KC2QIQ. Pleasure hearing you.